that in 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Lord, always and again, I say, rejoice. We'll skip to verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Y'all, we know that our God owns a cattle on 1,000 cattle on a hill. We know that he gives us everything that we need. All we have to do is make sure we line ourselves up with the word. And let's ask him for what we want. And he'll give it to us in due time. So we have to make sure that we understand it. But we have to line ourselves up and acknowledge who we are in God. And that he's everything in us. And the word is blessed.
May you stand up for prayer. Father God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Another day, another chance to praise and glorify you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for New Zion, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the house that we can worship and praise and glorify you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the man of God of this house, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for taking care of him, Lord God, so he can take care of us, Lord God. Father God, I pray for each and every one that's in the house, Lord God, and I pray for each and every one that's on their way, Lord God. Father God, we just want this to be a blessed day in you, Lord God. Father God, I pray for the sick and shut in this morning, Lord God. Father God, that you just keep on watching over them, keep covering them, Lord God. They may be the people you call them to be, Lord God. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Your face in a place, your smile in the eye, your feet up in places. Hallelujah. Because God is good. Amen. How many of you know that he's good? How many came to lift him up today? Hallelujah. If you came for any other reason than to lift up God or to lift up Jesus and to worship and glorify him, then guess what? You are in the wrong place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise.
Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I worship and adore you.
love him more than anything. It's a personal worship. Not for what he's done, but for who he is. For who he is in your life. He does a lot for all of us. But he's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be worshipped. Hallelujah. And he's got to mean more to you than anything. More than money. More than family. More than job. More than anything. He's got to come first. He's got to come first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. He's my Prince of Peace. Worship everything else. We worship our cars. We worship our homes. We worship our jobs. And none of them can do anything for us. And everything that's being done, God provides it. So he's worthy of our worship. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Lord.
Tell the Lord thank you on today. If you really love him from the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord that you love him. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless God for this day, for this privilege, this opportunity to worship him in spirit and in truth. To God be the glory for the many things he has done. For we testify he's done great and mighty things. And three or four of us can bless his holy name. To God be the glory. We come now as a family to celebrate God's goodness to us as we break bread and share in the Lord's Supper. And so we ask now, those who do not have a kid, please lift your hand. Or usher will get one to you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for being God and God alone. To you be the glory for this moment, for this day, all of your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We pause now, O God, and celebrate your love for us as you gave your son to die in our place. He gave his body that was beaten, broken, and bruised, and pierced, ridiculed, and the blood that he shed. And by that blood, by the body that he gave, we are healed, saved, and sanctified. And we don't take it for granted. We love you so much, God, and we thank you that your love goes beyond our own sins, our own struggles and setbacks, that you love us at our worst and seeking to make us our best. And by this sacrament, we pray, God, that we will be blessed today, strengthened, encouraged, and empowered. We search our hearts now, God, because we don't want to nullify what this moment means. So help us to search our souls and cleanse ourselves of unrighteousness and division and derision we may have toward our brother or sister. We don't want to eat one unworthy today. We want to receive every blessing that comes with this. So help us, God, to cleanse ourselves of our ill will we may have toward our fellow man. And now, God, we ask that by this blood that Jesus shed, that we are healed, strengthened, empowered, free, to live victorious for you. Help us to know, God, that this is the victory celebration. that no matter what happens in this life, no matter what happens in this world, we have the victory because of what Jesus Christ did for us. So help us to be mindful and celebratory and reverent at this moment. And may you get the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it. He says, take, this is my body. And when he had took the cup, he gave thanks for it, and he said to his disciples, this represents my blood. It'll be shed for the remission of all man's sins. Drink ye all of it. And the blessed, the redeemed, and strengthened of God said, amen. Come on, bless the Lord in this place.
Away my sins, blood in the blood of Jesus.
Would you pray with me? Eternal God, our Father, we thank you yet again for this day, this privilege, this opportunity to worship you, to lift you. And Lord, we certainly thank you for your spirit today that resides and presides on the inside of us. Thank you, O God, that you gave us your spirit after you have given us your son, the great gift in Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you with various needs and issues in our lives, but we know you're able, more than able, to help us in our moment of need. And we ask God that any stress, anxiety, frustration be removed at this hour, that we may be able to hear from you. I yield myself to you, Heavenly Father, saying, speak through me, speak to me, speak for me. And we ask God that your people will be receptive to what you have to say to them at this hour of their life. So we ask now, God, that you will encourage, you will empower, that you will strengthen, that you will save and fill these your people who you love so much. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time. And we pray that somehow, some way, you'll get your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, thank God with me today. To all of our ministers and to our ministry leaders and to all of you who are assembled here today, to those who are online with us, we thank God for this first Sunday morning in the month of May, that God has said yes to us being here. It was not the alarm clock that woke us up. It was God who touched us and said one more day. And for that, we give him the praise. And so since the Lord made this day and since we're living in this day, we might well go and be glad and rejoice in this day. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. There was a word from the Lord that we want to share with you today. From the book of Acts, New Testament passage. Hopefully it will encourage you on today. The book of Acts, chapter number 12. Acts chapter 12. When you have time, I ask that you read verses 1 through 19, but for the benefit of our time, we won't read all of that, but all of it is good. Acts chapter 12, and we want to commence reading at verse number 1. Acts chapter 12, beginning at verse number 1. Do you have it? All right, let's dig in and see what God has to say. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. I will stop right there. That was Acts 12, verses 1 through 6. May God continue to bless those who read, hear, and apply his holy words. You may be seated in the presence of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. If you're antisocial, I ask that you excuse me just for this moment. I ask that you look to a neighbor and look them in the eye and act like you like looking at them. If you didn't want to look at them, you shouldn't have sat next to them. Look them in the eye with a smile, with some love in your heart, and say to them these words, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh neighbor. Good to see you this morning. You made two good decisions. You came to worship and you sat by me. God's word to us today. God's about to flex. That was the wrong neighbor. Look at another neighbor. That was the wrong one. They didn't get happy. Look at them and say, neighbor, my other neighbor didn't like it. But I'm going to give you a chance. God's word to us today. God's about to flex. If you receive that, give God a praise on today. God about to flex. To flex is a, in a natural sense, is to, when one shows off their muscle, shows off their strength, been to the gym 2 or 3 days, and you show off your progress, and you show people how big your muscle is, how pretty and handsome you may be. That's a flex in a natural sense. But in a colloquial term, a colloquial sense, flex means I'm going to show off my power. I'm going to show you who I really am. I'm going to throw my weight around. And I came on a prophetic assignment today to let somebody know who's struggling in a season. And you belong to God. Don't worry. God's getting ready to flex. God's about to show this world who he really is and who the world really is not. I know it looks like the world is winning. I know it looks like society is going crazy. But don't you for a minute think that your God does not see all, hear all, and know all. And God is letting this thing get to a point that he's about to flex his muscle. He's about to show government who he is. He's going to show us who he is. He's going to show your enemy who he is. He's going to show you who he is. And today your only encouragement is to stay on God's side. Because if you belong to God, God every now and then he'll flex. And some of y'all right now living in flexing from God. Because you've had more month than you've had money and God flexed and you still got food on the table. Oh, you've been sick in your body, but God flexed and he healed you. And here you are on today. You've had some struggles in your life, but God flexed and here you are still with your right mind. I wish I had some people today who know what it's like when God flexes his muscle. Where it was nobody but God who did it. Nobody but God who made a way. All I came to tell you is God is getting ready to flex. I know we celebrate everybody else, but I want somebody to celebrate my God with me. If you know that you know that you know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, get ready for the flex. He's going to throw his weight around and let people know who he really is. Glory to God. God's about to flex. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You ain't got to believe it. You ain't got to receive it. But 3 or 4 of us are going to receive that by faith. God is getting ready to flex in your finances. He's going to flex in your body. He's going to flex in your home. He's going to flex in your mind. God is getting ready to flex for somebody. And just show off just because he can. Just because of who he is. Just because of what he can do. God is getting ready to flex. Do you believe that? Do you receive it? Don't fool me now. Do you really receive that God is getting ready to flex? Don't do it because you're in church. I'm talking about, do you really believe that God is getting ready to throw his weight around in your life? Glory. Glory. And our text for your reading today, for your consideration, shows us a very clear picture of how God flexes just because he can. Acts chapter 12 takes us to this movement called the church. This New Testament church that we saw in Acts chapter 2 come to life. When the Holy Spirit came upon those believers, and from that, they began to speak in unknown tongues and share and break bread. And souls have been saved with this movement called the church. By the unction of the Spirit. That's why it's not necessarily the book of Acts. It's not just the Acts of the Apostles. It's really the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is causing all these things to happen. You missed your shout. When the Holy Ghost is in you, it allows a whole bunch of things to happen in your life. That way you can say, it's not my money. It's not my education. It's not my hookup. I just got the Holy Ghost inside of me who allows me to handle and have power and to live and to function. So it's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And this church called, this church is moving. The church is growing. The church is expanding. But don't you get it twisted, because you know this in your own individual life, that when you're dealing with growth, it's always the enemy trying to stunt your growth. And the enemy, these Jews are trying to stunt the growth, because there's a problem with this church. Ever since they stoned Stephen in chapter 7, it's been some stuff that the believers in God and the apostles have been scattered. And they've been scattered here and there, north, south, east, and west. But the enemy forgot what the Lord said, because the Lord had already told his apostles that you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Y'all missed, I'm going to try again. He said, I know you got to go to work, be a witness over there. I know you're going to be in trouble.
trouble, get in witness right there. I know they're going to lie on you, be a witness right there. Even at the hospital, be a witness right there that God is a God who can do amazing things. The church keeps on growing, beloved. The church keeps on growing, but the believers have to be scattered. But the problem is, the more you scatter the church, the more the church keeps growing. And the enemy is trying to stunt the growth, but the more you push them, the more they produce. I wish I had somebody. The more you put them under pressure, the more power they have. The more you aggravate them, the more they're on their knees, giving, going to God in prayer. So there's really nothing they can do to stop the church. Persecution. Matter of fact, in chapter 11, beloved, as I hurry, in chapter 11 is at the place called Antioch when people were actually called Christians for the first time. Now, this is the part I like because I'm just a man, and I'm a man who got some melanin in skin, and so I understand today, y'all, that we are included in the plan of God, because in Antioch, there's a place called Cyprus, there's a place called Africa that the believers went, and so you can't leave me out. Ain't no white man religion. There's just a religion from God. We have a place that's for free for some of you deep folk, some of you woke folk. We got a place in the Bible. There's a place for us in the scripture, and the Lord used us just like he used white people, anybody else. But y'all letting folk tell you ain't no black people in the Bible. The devil is a lie. Ask Simon of Cyrene, the man who helped God Jesus carry the cross. That's a black man. Ask Simon in chapter number 8, this Ethiopian eunuch. That's a black man who received the gospel. Stop letting folk brainwash you. We in there too. That's for free. That's for free. That's for free. They're first called Christians in this place called Antioch. And relief, and the church is so moved by the growth of the church at Antioch that they take up an offering and they share with those saints in Jerusalem, because watch this, there's a famine going on. In other words, there's no produce, there's no money, there's no rain, it's a famine, but the church is growing. Missed it. There's a famine, there's a shortage economically, but spiritually there's growth. And anytime you got spiritual growth, your God is powerful enough to handle economics, politics, and education. What am I saying to us today? If you stop worrying everybody at the board meeting and get on your knees, maybe we'll see more power take place in our world. Because God does not need good conditions to still be progressive. There's a famine going on, and the church keeps growing. You're getting new converts everywhere you go. Peter had been to Cornelius' house in chapter 9 and 10 and 11. He's gone. Saul has now become Paul in chapter number 9. The church just keeps growing. But there's a group of people called the Jews. Here's a problem with the church. It's something wrong with church folk. You know why? Because church folk keep calling this man named Jesus. It's not so much they're growing, but they're growing and giving God glory, because they won't shut up about this man named Jesus. And these Jewish leaders thought they had killed him sometime before. They thought they buried him in Joseph's tomb sometime before. But now these church folk going around telling folk that he's alive. I'm going to try it again. We ain't got no problem with them saying they love God, but they keep bringing up this man named Jesus. And every time you bring up the man named Jesus, these Jews have to be reminded of what they did to him. They're reminded of how they are against Jesus, because Jesus was taking away their attention. He was taking their thunder. He was taking their power, and people took their eyes off the Jews and put their eyes on Jesus. So they thought that a time before they had killed him. They thought they hung him on a cross, and they thought they buried him in Joseph's tomb, and they thought they were done hearing this name Jesus. Yet here we are again in Acts chapter 2 and 3, and these people keep calling on the name of Jesus. They won't shut up calling on the name of Jesus. We thought we got rid of him. We thought we killed him. We thought we buried him. But now these people keep saying that he got up. Now, that don't shout you unless you understand that he lives in you. He lives in the heart of every believer. And I want to encourage somebody, don't you shut up about Jesus. I know some people don't want to hear. I know it's not exciting. I know it's not sexy. But when you call on the name of Jesus, even hell trembles. When you call on Jesus, life get better. When you call on Jesus, your soul get happy. You better not shut up about Jesus. And this church movement won't shut up about Jesus. That's why verse number one says, now about that time. Because the enemy think he's working in Jerusalem, but don't know that he's really God's working everywhere else. While the church is growing, the church is going through. Lord have mercy. God's word to somebody, grow through it while you go through it. Since you in this, you might as well grow and learn something about God while you in it. Don't wait till the battle's over with. Afterwards. See, a body without arms and feet can still live, but you can't live without no head. Now, you tell anybody you want to tell, you can live without arms and legs and fingers and toes, but you can't live, my friend, without head.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again. We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.